Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Jia Ying.
And I'm Neil.
Have you seen Rob today? He seems really sad.
Ah, yes, he went to the shop, but sadly they'd run out of biscuits. And then...
Ah, that's why he's sad. Say no more.
That's a bit rude. I was going to tell you about what happened next, but I won't if you don't want me to speak anymore.
No, Neil. I said, say no more, which is an expression used when we understand what someone is trying to say, and there's no need for any further explanation.
That makes sense. You know what I think would be a good idea? I could do with a coffee.
Say no more. I'll put the kettle on while we listen to these examples.
Roger's in a really bad mood. Say no more. I'll stay out of his way. Thanks for telling me about the big meeting. Say no more. I'll be there. When I told the decorator I wasn't happy with the colour of the walls, he just said, say no more. And repainted them.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression say no more. We use it to say we understand what someone is suggesting, and there's no need for further explanation.
Yes, if we're trying to tell a story, we can say no more to show we understand the listener's feelings about it. For example, this coffee tastes a bit interesting.
Say no more. I'll make a new one.
Ha! You totally understood that I thought the coffee was terrible.
I did. But now you really did explain what you were thinking. Ouch!
Sorry, Jia Ying. I really should have stopped speaking.
That's okay. Bye, Neil.
Bye.